We are learning Masechta Zivam, Mustaf Lam Alav HaBeis, and we're starting in the middle of a sugya on top, that in the Mishnah, it did not say a case by Gerushin of Safek Karav Loi Karav Lo. So Rabbah had his own pshat, and Abaye says, no, Elam Abaye, Yagid Alav Reyoi, Tana B'Kedushin. In the Mishnah, it says a case of Safek by Kedushin of Karav Loi Karav Lo. What in the Gerushin? And you have the same type of Safek by Gerushin. It didn't have to speak at it by Gerushin, that's also the Safek. Tana B'Gerushin. It says in the Mishnah, a Safek by Gerushin. What was the case of Gerushin, of Safek of Gerushin, that says in our Mishnah? There it says a case, three cases. Either you wrote a b'ksav yodoy with no edim, which means the person who's giving the get, which is the husband, or giving the kedushin, he wrote it with his handwriting, no edim. That's like a hadas valdin, and that works even though there's no edim. And only midarbanan doesn't work. Or yesh lav edim ve'im b'zman, there's no zman. Or yesh b'zman ve'im b'leil echad. Those cases are a Safek. A gerushin. So who had in the kedushin also? You could say the case by kedushin also. You could say echanami. Just the Mishnah is giving you a case by kedushin, and that's who had in the gerushin. It gives a new case gerushin with the kedushin. It's like lav dafka. Both sfeikas are possible. Both. That's how Abaye says. Omle Rava iyagel of Reya. If they both have the same halachos, my zehu diktani. If you look at the Mishnah, it says keta safek kedushin. What's the case of Safek Kedushin? The Mishnah says, reading the Mishnah now, it says, Zorak La Kedushin Safek Karaloi Safek Karav La Zehu Safek Kedushin. This is Safek Kedushin. It says, next case, Safek Gerushin, Kosuk Safek Yod, this whole thing, it says, Zehu Safek Gerushin. This is the only case of Safek, not any other case. So why would it say Zehu? If they both have the same halachas, why would it say Zehu? Elam Rava, Kos Yespek Kedushin Yespek Gerushin. Like we had a Kasha from Sechas Gittin, Avada, the Safek by Kedushin is also by Gerushin. That's true. But yes, by Gerushin, Hashem Kedushin. But the Sfeikas by Gerushin, which is the case, let's say you didn't write a Zman in the get, that Safek is not by Kedushin. And so that's therefore by Kedushin, it says Zehu Safek Kedushin, but not a case of didn't write Zman. It says by Gerushin also Zehu Safek Gerushin, Zmashma, the case of Karbala is not a Safek. That's Lav Dafka. But Zehu the Gerushin, Lav Dafka. El Mashim Matana, Zehu by Kedushin, Taranami Zehu by Gerushin. What is coming to exclude? We're saying Zehu Kedushin is Dafka. The Dafka, this is Safek, and not the other case. Lemut is Zman. The Leko be Kedushin, that there's no Din Zman on a Shtar Kedushin. Now, why do you have a Zman on a Get? What's the reason? So the Mar Masechta Gittin says two reasons why we write a Zman, which means you write the date in the Get. For two reasons we do that. One reason is because we want to know when the husband has to stop eating Peiris. The Halacha is that once you write the Get, the husband cannot eat peiros anymore of the nichse melug. When he plans on divorcing her and starts writing his get, so the halacha is, he can't eat peiros nichse melug are, that the, let's say the wife owned property before, and she's collecting rent from the house, in this townhouse she owns somewhere. She's collecting rent, and she gets married, the husband gets all that money, but doesn't own the house, he gets the money. Once they plan on getting divorced, they write a get, he cannot collect that money anymore. So we have to know when to stop when he gets stopped getting the payers. So you have to write a zman in the get. You have to write a date. Another pshat, why you write a date is, because we worry, let's say she would be mezana on her husband. So the halacha is, she's chayiv misa. So sometimes the husband will feel bad for her. When it's his relative. Sometimes if he marries his niece. So even if she was unfaithful and we want to get rid of her, but he doesn't want her to die. Therefore, he will make believe he gave her a get before this happened, and he'll save her from Misa. So therefore, we want a Zman in the get, so you can't do such a shtick. So there's two reasons why you have the date in the get. So Gemara is like this. It's very good if you hold that the reason why you write a date in the get is because the collecting the rent, the money. Sa'arusa less they pay. The halacha is that when someone just gives kedushin to Isha, he does not get nichsim alug yet. He's not collected the payris yet from the nichsim alug. He doesn't collect the dividends yet from the nichsim alug. Why not? Because the whole reason why we masakin that the husband gets the dividends is because the husband mechuyev to save her if she gets captured somewhere. But there's no chiyev per kana until you give a ksuba b'shas the marriage. But erisin is no din of perkuna, so therefore there's no din of payris. But if the reason why you write a date in the get is because of when someone marries his niece, he might try to protect her. Liskin's man. So then she's misakin's man by kedushin also. Why? Because sometimes she'll be mezana and you'll pull out the star and say, oh, the kedushin happened afterwards. Halacha is arusa not be mezana either, and it'll bring out a star and say, oh, the kedushin was later. So maybe you need a date for that. Sakh the Gemara. The reason why we're Masak is man is because it won't be foolproof. Why? So Nikan Makash Bakaspa, Vikan Makash Bastara, Latikara Barazman. Some people Makadish with money and not with a star, and therefore it won't help anyway. So all the time, therefore we're Masak and Zman. Omler Vacha Braid Rav Yesa Rashi Va Avda by a Eved, which Rashi learns it means the star that I give to buy a Eved. The Ika, the kind of Kasvik, the Shtaro, some people are kind of him with money and so much star, and still particular Rabban Zman. And still they made Zman in the star. Why? You want to know when you're kind of the Evet. And when you start collecting the Nechasim from the Evet. So you see, you write Zman even sometimes. So more Hasim, Ruba Vishtar, Hachar Ruba Kasva. There, Raiv is Bishtar, and here, by Kedushin, Raiv is Bekesef. Now, Tais is not like Rashi's Pshat. He doesn't ask this, but one of the questions are like, well, who says Rav, you buy Eved Rav with a star, not with a money? That's one kasha. And the other kasha is also that, why don't you say a case of Karka then for the same price? Why don't you say a case of Eved? So he answers, he's talking about the star Shichur. And he says, when you start Shichur, you have to write his man to know when he was also with a Shifcha. And so the kasha is, why do you write his man there either? You could do Shichur with a Kesef also, you could buy yourself out. So my answer is, no, since Rav our Rishtar Shechur, which Taka makes sense then, therefore, the Zman by Eved. So, Machlokes Rashi and Taisus what Eved means. Either means Rishtar Kinyan or Rishtar Shechur. And Bayi Zema, another reason why you don't write Zman in Kedushin. And Bayi Zema, you know why? Shaloi Efsher. Hechi Levit, what do you do with the Shtar? What do you do with the Shtar Kedushin after you finish with it? Lincha Gabi Dida, if you leave it by her, Machle shall erase the Zman. And erase the Zman. Lincha Gabi Dida, and you'll put it by him, Zimim the Basukhaisi Mechapalov, and he'll have Rachmanos, he'll change the date also. Lincha Gabi Edim, give it to the Edim, either Zhiri, if the Edim remember the date, listen, some say Edis. Veloi, Zimim the Chazim Mechtava, Vasim Sad, come say Edis, from what they wrote on the star, Rachmanon, Pim Loi Bixavam. And the Torah says, you can't say Edis from reading from a star, you have to say it by heart. So, they're going to see the Ksav and come say Edis, and that's possible Edis. So, therefore, we don't know, it's not going to help much. Break them up by Gerishin also. Yechav Gerishin, Nami Neim HaHachi. Wherever you leave, it'll erase this man. Zach Timur, no. Hosam Latzol Di Dok Asi, Hachal Chayvet Di Dok Asi. Terence is like this, simple. By a get, the Isha needs this get. She has to be divorced. She wants to be able to get married. She needs the get. If it has this man, she erases this man, that passels the get. That passels the get. Not only that, Rashi says that if you have a get with a erased Zman, then they're going to give her a Misa for Mizana. They'll say it's a possible get. Finished. Even though it's a possible get. That's what we're going to say. Even though we're aimed for Zman, we said it, but the evidence is good. Like, put him to Suffolk. But here, if she erased it, that's worse, Rashi holds. A lot of Shem argue that, but Rashi holds if you erase it, it's worse. Therefore, if you give her the get, she has to keep it intact. She needs that get. It's the only ticket to life. The only ticket to be able to be divorced is the get. By Kedushin, she doesn't care. Oh, you don't want the Zanakal Kedushin? Okay, I'm not married. And she definitely doesn't get Misa. She doesn't care. It's a chayva for her to have the Kedushin. So she doesn't care about it. So, oh, it's possible? Good, it's possible. So therefore, there's no way you can enforce by writing this man. It won't be able to enforce anything because she can just get rid of this man with no problems whatsoever. And she's not worried. She doesn't need the Shtar Kedushin for anything. She needs that to get remarried and she needs that to be able to save herself. And therefore, she's not going to erase this man. So a component of coming out like this, that we had a kasha, start off with a kasha, if it's Karvla, Karvla by Gerishin, Teretz is a Mechlekes. Rabbi says no, because he goes to Chazaka, and Rabbi says yeah, and our Mishnah is just Yagad of Lareya. Zok the new Mishnah. Gimel Achim is a very familiar case. We had this before in the Masechta. Gimel Achim assumed Gimel Nochrios. For a change, they're not married sisters. Three brothers married three different women who are not related to each other. So let's say, just for argument's sake, Reuven dies, and his wife wants to leave him. He didn't have any children. But also about Sheni Maimer. Shimon, decided maybe he's going to do Yibum. He gave her Maimer. Kedushin, which is a Kedushin de Rabbananas. Then Shimon dies. Now Shimon has two wives, his own wife, and now he has this new wife through Maimer. So what's the halacha? Could Levi do Yibam? Hare Elu Choltos Levi Sev Emes. He can't do Yibam in either one. Yes, they have to chalitza. Why? Shinem is in the pasuk. Meis Echemahem Yivam Yovelah. Misha Leha Zikas Yovam Echad. Only a Isha that has one Zika on her. V'loish La Zikas Beis Yivamin. So the halacha over here is that you can't do Yibam on this woman that's coming from Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon. The other one, the tzara could be mutter over here. That's a different shayla. We're not getting into that right now. But The halach is that Reuven's wife, who now had Maimer to Shimon, the halach is you cannot do Yibum on her. Why not? Because she's coming with a Zikr Shleivim. What? What? Right, right. Yeah, they both have to do it. Right. Because the Pasha is as far as ever. But it's Pasha as far as ever. But the concentration over here is on the other. Shimon's wife is fine, really. What we're concentrating on, Reuben's wife. Reuben's wife is Reuben's wife. No one did Yibum on her yet. All he did is Maimer. Now Shimon died, and Shimon had a connection to her. So the halacha is, that's called a Zikr Shleivim on her. It says, Mishala zikas yavam echav, lo yishala zikas shnei yavam. So you have like this. If Shimon not do Maimer, let's say Shimon dies right after Reuven, what would be halacha? Can you do even to Reuven's wife? Yes. Why not? But now, since Shimon made a connection, so it turned into zikas shnei yavam, and you cannot do even on her anymore. You can't do even anymore. But if it would not have done Maimer, you could do it. Here, now it became a zikas shnei yavam. So halacha is that you cannot do yibum on her because she's psul, and the other one's like a tzara.
If you say yishdika, then right, it should be also a problem if you didn't maimer.
Right, the Gemara asked that kasha. The Gemara asked that kasha. Even if you say yishdika, you say even without maimer. Echanami, the Gemara asked that kasha on the Yud Tes and Beis that it should be a tzara with that. Echanami, the Gemara does ask that kasha. And there's ways out of that because it could be, since it was also zakuk to Levi, so then it's not a problem. Because the same Yeshika was to Shimon, was to Levi also, so therefore it's better in that case. Zog to Gemara, Rab Shimon Oimer, Rab Shimon holds a Maimer as a Suffolk. If it's Koina, it's Koina Legamri. If it's not Koina, it's not Koina at all. So therefore Rab Shimon says, Miyavna is Yerzef Echal Tashniyah. You could do even to either one, to the Tzara or to Eshes Ruvain, and then Chalitza the second one. Why? Like this. If Maimer is Koina, so then the Halach is, you could do even to either one, because it's Shimon's wife. If mine was not Koina, then it's Reuben's wife. So you could do Yibum to either one, but you can't do Yibum to both. Why can't you do Yibum to both? Because maybe they're both Shimon's wives. You can't do Yibum to two wives from the same family. Why do you need Chalitza? The halacha is, if you have to do Yibum to one, the one's potter, because maybe she's really Reuben's wife. So then, when you did Yibum to, let's say, Reuben's wife, you didn't take care of Shimon's wife. You need Chalitza to the other one. So you do Yibum to one, Chalitza to the other one. You can't do Yibum to both because maybe they're from the same bias. And you can't just do Yibum to one and be Yaitzi Mitzvah because maybe they're two separate families.
Is there a chiv of Yibum to one more than the other? Or you just...
No. There's no chiv to Yibum more than one to the other. No chiv, yeah. Zot the Gemara. Now, Zot the Gemara. Our Mishnah Berurah Pasuk. Our Mishnah Berurah Pasuk that Mishnah Zikr Shnei Yavam. So it sounds like it's the Raisa. Right, the Gemara. If Zikas Beivam is the Raisa, you shouldn't even need Chalitza. Chalitza not Amalish, but you shouldn't need Chalitza either. It should be like a real Erva, a real Ptur, that Tsar's Erva is Pato. So you don't need Chalitza at all. Everyone, we're talking about the Isher itself, Isher Ruben itself, of course, and the Tsar also, you shouldn't need Chalitza at all. So the Gemara, no, it's Midarabonon. Hold on, Midarabonon. Elam Midarabonon. Really, Midaraisa, the Maimer is not Koina. And if the Maimer is not Koina, so therefore, it's no Zikr Shnei Yavam. So really, it's no Zikr Shnei Yavam in Midaraisa. It's only the Rabbanan Digadin. Because if you could do Yibum on both of them, and say one's Eshes Reuben, one's Eshes Shimon, and do Yibum on both of them, the problem is people will think it all came from Shimon, because he did a Maimer, and they're going to say, two Yavamas, Abbas Bais Echad, is Mesiavimas. It's a great thing about Akasha. When the Yavim L'chada, when Nachlet L'chada, why don't you do Yibum to one and do Chalitza to the other one? So, if you know, why if you do Chalitza both, do Yibum to one and do Chalitza to the other one? And here, you're not marrying two people from the same family. It doesn't even look like that. Do Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. So, Gzeira Shem Yoimru, Bayis Echam, Exalse Bonam, Exalse Chalots. People will say that two Yivamas that come from one bias, one of them is Mesiyah. You do Yibum, one of them Chalitza. Okay, big deal. Let them say, what's going to happen? The chalitza someone, what's going to happen already? It's not such a big deal. So tomorrow, you're right. You're right. It's not a big deal, but it depends how. Either miyavim on the chalitz hachanami. If you do first yibum, then chalitza the next one, so there's nothing to worry about. But elak zera, what's going to happen? Dilma chalitz bereish, and you give chalitza to one first. V'hodam miyavim. And the next one, you do miyavim. So really, in this case, midaraisa, it's fine, because they're two separate houses. But people will think it's from the same bias. And the halacha is, if the same bias, there's two wives, you give chalitza to one, you're not allowed to do yibum on the other one now. V'kamlei v'ashe lo yivne. V'rachmona amakim shal yivne, shivu gimlei bono, shivu lo yivne. Kivin shloi bana shalim. You can't, once you didn't build it, you can't build it. Once you did chalitza, which means loi bana shalim, you're not allowed to marry her anymore. So therefore, there's a gzeira over here that if you do one yibum, one chalitza, you might do the opposite order, and people are going to say, if the same house, do the opposite order, and that will be a issue, and that will be a problem, because that'll be a shail of a lav, a kivin shloi bana shuv loi yivne. So tomorrow, the Ma'ariv is finished to the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Noson get lemaimaroi. It's going back on our Mishnah. That let's say the one who did maimar, which we called Shimon, before he died, he gave a get for his maimar. He gave a get for his kedusha derabanan of Yavmus. He gave a get for that. The halacha is hutu tzarasa. His tzara, when he dies, his tzara is mutter to be misyavim to Levi. Why? Because he took away the maimar. So not Tsaris anymore. It's not a Shiloh of Zikash de Yavaman anymore. It's not two Yavamans for one house. Aval hi asura, but she herself is Aser, which means Eishes Ruvain, who has never done Yibun on her yet, she's Aser to do Yibun to. The Mechalfa of Baal's Get, because when you get mixed up with a Baal's Get, what does a Baal's Get mean? If you give a Get, if a Yavam gives a Get to the Shemeris Yavam who fell to him, gives a Get in order to take off the Zika, it doesn't work. But the Rabbana and the Loch is that it's like a chalitza midrabanan, and you can't marry her anymore. So here, if you marry her, you get mixed up with Baal's Get. Even though here you gave a get for the ma'amari, dafka for ma'amari, not for the zika. Still, you're going to get mixed up with that, and therefore, Rav is saying that to her, to the Baal's ma'amari, who you gave a get to, it's also to do yibum to, even though she's a different bias. You know, I'll do yibum to her. And you gave a get to the ma'amari, still, you can't do yibum to her. Even she's mutter. Why? My time, my daavad ba shakle. You took off the mimer. You took off the mimer. And you're not worried that maybe people will think that it's a baal's get. This version of the Gemara, Rav is not worried about that. And here, you didn't give a get lazika. But Rashi speaks out, dafka if you were fires when you give the get, I'm only giving it for the mimer. But stam if you give a get to a shemeres yavam, even after she did mimer, we assume you're doing it for the Zika also, and then it's a problem, taka of lo yivne, and she is also to everyone, because it's the din of a Gabal's get. If you give a get for the Zika, the halach is, again, if a Yavam gives a get to the Shemeres Yavam to take off the Zika, the halach is that she is also ready to the brothers, Ashuv lo yivne, she's chalitza still, but we look at it, ke'ilu you did a chalitza, and becomes possible. We have a whole parak about this Ragamil, about Baal's get. The halach is that you give a get to Shemeres Yavam, makes a problem. It's like a bottom, we're coming out like this. That if Shimon does Maimar, there's two versions. If he gives a get for his Maimar before he dies, then he dies. So according to the first version, Avad or Tzara, his wife, Shimon's wife, is mutter b'yivam, and Mashenkein, the Eishes Reuven is not, because she got it, when you get mixed up with the Baal's Get. The second version, both of them are mutter to Yibum, they're both different houses, one's from Reuven, one's from Shimon, and we're not going to be chayshet that we get mixed up with Baal's Get.